you seem a little stressed.
Yeah, I'm stressed every day. Aren't you?
No. No, I'm not. I'm not stressed.
I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just natural for you. You're always not stressed, and I feel like sometimes you're in a bubble.
I don't think you're always stressed. You don't always show it, but today seemed like you got home and it felt different.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
What's funny is...
What's going on?
Well, you know, it's working, it's the kids, it's just life. You know, my dad actually told me that life would be like this when I was like 13 years old.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And you didn't believe him?
No, I didn't understand. And I started living and paying bills and living on my own. And I was like, oh, now I get it.
But I pay the bills. I do the budget.
You don't pay them on your own.
No. I don't. Yeah. I know what you mean. I don't financially pay them on my own. But I'm the one that like makes sure they get paid.
You literally pay the bills.
I make sure they get paid.
Yeah. But I mean, before you paying bills and then you and then the kids, then you add all of that up together and it's a lot.
Is this helping? Does this help? Is this therapeutic for you?
It's a little therapeutic.
Is it? Well, good.
Yeah.
But yeah, you came home and it felt a little tense.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot going on, but you know, it's good.
Notice, but lately I've been driven.
August blooms and Methodist
queen works only occasionally.
It's 10 p.m. Do you know where your children are?
Welcome to Hey, They Grow Up So Fast with Corey and Camille Heppala.
I don't really get stressed. I do get anxious sometimes, or I look forward to something, or I'm like, I know I got a big day or a big, you know, interview or whatever, and I look forward to it. But I have struggled with anxiety in the past. You know, I know there was a window in 2000, before I met you, in 2006, 7, and kind of when we were first meeting in 08, where I was really struggling with anxiety. You know, I think the job and the career and TV, moving from small market to small market, uprooting everything you know, and then going to a completely foreign place all by yourself and doing it. I did it like 4 times in 3 years. It just, you know, and I've always kind of struggled with this, like being perfect. You
yeah,
know,
I was just going to say, you're a perfectionist, but what's weird is that you go with the flow too. And that drives me nuts. Because for me, I like to get things done, and I like to get them done now. And for you, you're like, oh, okay, well, yeah, we'll get it done. Let's just wait a minute. Let's wait 10 minutes. You know, we'll get there.
It's interesting you say that, because I'm not a procrastinator, though. Like, I don't procrastinate. Like, I get things done, but, like, I schedule everything. My whole day is blocked out and scheduled.
Well, and let's just say I can't put my finger on it, but maybe it's... You like to get things done that you feel like you need to get done or something. But I feel like, for example, with the kids, like sometimes taking care of them alone, and maybe you feel the same way, but when I'm taking care of them by myself, I feel like things get done quicker with them. But when there's two of us, I feel like it lags because you're not trying to get them to bed right away. You're like, you know, do this over here, that over there. And I'm just like focused on, we need to get them to bed now.
Yeah. When we tag team that stuff, you just get in my way sometimes.
That's how you feel? Because I don't feel that way. I feel like it's the opposite. I'm like okay, you're in my way.
I got it. Just let me handle it.
See, that's what's
I'm cool.
Funny.
And then you're like, no, let's do this. Let's do it. I'm like, no, I got it. Don't worry.
See, that's interesting because I feel the opposite because I'm like, okay, I come home. I want the kids to eat at 5. And you're like, no, I'm taking care of the dinner, and next thing you know, they're not eating till 5:30, and then I'm like, well, I want them to get to bed by 6:30, and you're like, no, you know, 7, like, you just kind of go with the flow, and maybe in your mind, you have a schedule, but it doesn't match the schedule in my mind.
Yeah, I think with the kids, like, I'm in that range now where I'm like, well, if it's anywhere between 6:30 and 7.
And where I'm like, no, it needs to be 6:30.
Yeah, not 6:31. Not 6:32, 6:30.
Exactly. So I think that's where I feel like you're a little more laxed than me. But for me, I'm like, I need to know that they're going to be in bed by 6:30 because I got things to do.
I'm a wild man. I let them stay like up till 6:39.
Yeah, you do.
I'm a wild guy.
No, you're like, they're up till 7. 7:01.
7:01 sometimes. We really push it.
And what's funny is that, yeah, I'm always the one that they want to put them to bed. So it's even longer. So then I'm like in there longer. And maybe it's because I don't want to say no to another book. So then they know you'll say no.
I do say no. You're like, all right, we've had enough. That's what we said.
And they always give me the guilt trip and I feel bad anyway.
Well, we do have our roles. Like, you know, I was saying that sometimes I felt like you get in my way. But we do have roles. And one of the roles is, you know, sometimes we do it as a family, but lots of times I'll go and get groceries, you know, or I take the kids with to get groceries, but or we do it as a family, I guess, sometimes too. But I mean, that's an experience when we're all there together.
Yeah, it is. I mean, the kids are running everywhere, having a great time.
So how did you know like what to feed our kids, especially after they weaned off like breast milk and breastfeeding, and then they started, you know, how did you know? Because like I always felt like you just knew. Like, you just knew what they should be eating. And
yeah, I mean, I did a lot of research, and I listened to our doctor. You know, with the first one, it's always tough, but you want to be perfect. You want to do the right thing. And I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know what the right thing is. Bottom line, nobody knows what the right thing is. I mean, each kid's unique. You do the best you can. And I just went off of advice that I heard from everybody and went with that. Unfortunately, you know, Cormac, healthy baby, didn't have any dietary restrictions or any issues. Mm-hmm. So you're really lucky. And so we just kind of tried stuff. We tried baby food. We tried cereal. We tried it all. And he wasn't a picky eater, at least back then.
Yeah, and now he doesn't eat anything.
Oh, my gosh.
What happened? So I like, did we have something to do with that? Like, because early on, you know, he was like, I mean, we introduced like, you know, I don't know, food. But he was always into rice and beans. You know, hard foods, it was like brown rice and black beans. And he loved it.
Yep. And he'd eat eggs and he'd eat some chicken, turkey, like shredded cheese. And now he's like, oh, I don't like meat. And I'm like, what? How do you know you don't like meat? You're only four.
No.
But what I'm learning is
does like it.
Yeah. It's almost like, when you try something for the first time, you're like, I don't know about this. But you got to keep having them try. And I think as they get older, they just become more like, I just want to say no to some things. So I just think he just says no because he can.
Yeah, he's 4.5 and the twins are 3 and they're better eaters.
Oh, the twins are great. That's Sevi. Oh, but that Sevi, sometimes he can be so stubborn and not want to eat anything.
You kind of have to like almost, you know, it's almost like a boss, right? Like sometimes to get the it's sometimes like an employee where you try to give the idea to your boss so that they think it's their idea. So then it's like, oh yeah, we'll get that done, we'll do that. Yeah, I had this idea, it's great. It's kind of like that with him. It's like let's plan, but we have to make sure it's coming from him. Oh yeah, I'll have that. I'll have that for, yeah, I want that now. And then he'll eat anything.
Yeah, and it's the choices thing that we learned about, which was, all right, do you want this or this? But they're both meat. Which one do you want? You know, where, yeah, he decides, okay, I want this one, but it's still meat. So then that's good. Or it's still a vegetable or whatever.
She's perfect. She's the best eater out of all of them.
Whatever, she'll eat anything. Yeah.
And you give her choices and she'll always pick one. She'll always eat it. Doesn't fuss.
Yeah, she's so easy.
So why did you want... So our kids, I mean, I didn't eat any candy or sugar until a certain age.
I don't know why. At this point, I really don't know why. Because it doesn't matter. Because I know growing up, I ate candy, root beer, ice cream,
so in their
McDonald's,
first couple of birthdays, you were making like some really... Yeah, these cakes were...
Yeah, it wasn't really cake. It was like bread. But I was making it with like, what, gluten-free, sugar-free. It was not good.
It was like a log roll,
right.
Really.
And I was making like banana icing. Like it was not real.
Yeah,
so
they
now
looked at it and were kind of like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't need that.
Yeah, they didn't really have a smash cake. They couldn't even smash their hands into that bread.
Yeah, but now they do. Like, as oh my gosh,
now they do and they love it.
Yeah.
Which why I knew they would love candy. Like, we knew that wasn't going to be a problem, or sugar. Like, that was never going to be a problem. So it's more of what my thinking was, is if we start them eating, you know, their vegetables and healthy, then maybe they'll just learn to eat that with sugar stuff.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter.
So we don't really go out much. Like, it, I mean, we sound really cool. We don't go out much. We don't do things.
No.
But no, we don't take the kids. I mean, we don't go to really restaurants or anything. So most of our budget is spent on groceries.
Yes.
You know, we go to the grocery store the budget, so we're budgeters, but it used to be this number and then it was this and this. And I mean, it just keeps getting higher and higher. I mean, we got, you know, 5-6 people in this house now. So yeah, it gets to be a lot, but it's just groceries. You know, we don't really eat at restaurants a whole lot right now.
Right. I mean, especially not with the kids, because I mean, one, it's just the headache of them being there, running around, knocking down tables, breaking plates, who knows? Like, I mean, at this point, they're just not at a place to do it. But what I'm learning, at least, is the more we take them out, the more behaved they'll become, because the more they'll get used to going out and being in these places, that they'll eventually get used to it and then behave, you know? Yeah. So it's almost like we just need to try.
It's funny how we get routine, though. So we go to the grocery store, and then we get home, and what happens when we get home from the grocery store?
I mean, they're crazy. But usually, like, you're the one putting everything away.
Yeah.
And then they're just crazy with me.
Yeah, so you have the kids, and then I'm very meticulous. I like to have, like, okay, I like to put things away, and it's got to be in this order, and it's got to be in this organized. The pantry's got to look like this. The fridge looks like this. Cut up all the vegetables and the fruits.
And so I think that's what it is. So earlier in the conversation, when I was saying that you're more laxed, I think you get really focused on detailed things at that moment, no matter what needs to be done by a certain time. I think that's what it is. Does that make sense?
Yeah. We're diving, like, deep.
Where I'm not as detailed as you, I'm like, okay, lunch is at 10:30. I'll keep the groceries in the car until I get the kids fed.
Oh, yeah. No.
Down for a nap.
They're coming
by 11:30,
right out of the car.
And then I'll go get the groceries.
Yeah, the groceries are coming right out of the car. They're going right where they need to be organized and get everything chopped up. I feel
like, do they call that priorities?
Well, yeah. And
are different?
I look at, like, yeah. So I know that it needs to get done and I just want to do it right away. But also it's like there's a, you know, I know I've done the Strength Finder book, right? And the Strength Finder, I found, like, I need to accomplish something every day. No matter how silly or small that might be, I need to accomplish something each and every day. And as goofy as it sounds, even getting groceries and putting it all away and making sure it's perfect in its order, I feel like, boom, ready for the week.
Yeah, you just explained yourself. That's right. I forgot about that. Your Strength Finder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, so then it becomes, Sunday becomes kind of the day. Usually we get groceries. And then it's like, well, now the fridge by Friday, Saturday is bare because we've eaten everything in there. We have so many mouths to feed. It's just bare in there. So then Sunday we get all the groceries. And then I typically am, though, I do more of the cooking.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
It's kind of a gender role reversal from the stereotype.
I suppose. It's great.
But I don't know why it is. But like, it's like, but you will, I mean, we've kind of know, like, what they'll eat. And so then, like, rice and beans, I make up the rice. I do the beans. I put them in Tupperwares, okay? And then my mac and cheese, okay, I put it in a Tupperware. Spaghetti, put it in a Tupperware. Pasta, put it in a Tupperware. And then yogurts. And then so they have, it's all ready for them all week long. But then again, it's back to that, I feel good about it, like we accomplished something.
Oh, so that's maybe what it is.
I took a picture of it. You want to see it on social media at Corey Heppola, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. So you can see what our fridge looks like on Sunday where it's, oh, it's beautiful.
Well, I guess I like you being an achiever. That means you'll clean and, well, you won't clean. Let me take that back. But you will cook, so that's great.
Well, having kids, how do you think it's affected your diet?
Oh, drastically. I just don't. The problem is, like, you know, with kids, for me, I'm always thinking about them and not so much myself. So at the end of the day, I forget, like, oh, yeah, I have to eat tomorrow. So what am I going to pack? And it's usually like the peas and corn that you put in the air fryer. Just bring that to work. And people are like, what are you eating? But I'm like, yeah, well, I forgot to cook for myself. So, and I'm not going to eat mac and
that's
cheese
great.
And rice and beans. Just peas and corn.
Oh, that's it, you mean?
Yeah, that's
oh,
it.
Oh, you don't remember to bring anything else?
Yeah, well, because we cook for the kids, so they're good. But I don't want to eat their food. So then I forget to, or I'm just too lazy because I'm tired. I shouldn't say lazy because dealing with the kids and working and everything is a lot. But I'm tired. I don't want to make food for myself for the next day. So I'm like, well, what's left? And I'll just bring that to work and figure it out.
We try to portion, you know, like we'll make chicken for ourselves on Sunday night and put it in Tupperware.
Yeah.
And we'll make like burgers.
But then
and
it runs out because we eat it twice a day then, you know, because we're both eating it twice a day. So we run out. And when we run out, I just eat whatever's left. You didn't know that about me, did you?
Well, no, I that's interesting because it's, I just, you might be looking on the wrong shelf. Because it's in there. It's in there. Maybe towards the bottom. You may be just looking at eye level and seeing, oh, nothing
well,
in
I
there.
I don't like to make sandwiches either.
I don't.
The thing is, if I'm going to make a sandwich, I want it to be on like really good bread with really good meat. I don't want the processed cheese and processed turkey and the loaf of bread that you buy that's on sale and probably a week old. But I want like really good sub bread. Yeah. I'm a little more picky with my sandwiches, so I just choose.
You're a little bit more picky with everything, to be quite honest.
That's really, am I really?
Yes, with, well, with
I
food.
I like to think I'm not that picky.
With food, you're way more picky than me.
Yeah.
You know that.
Gosh, Cormac gets it from me.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I look at, like, with the kids, I've been much more portioned than I had been before. And maybe that's just getting older, maybe it's the kids, I don't know, but, like, I've always been sensible about like, okay, if I had a big lunch, I'm not going to have that big of a dinner. I've always been sensible about that. But since the kids, I've been more and more like, okay, portions. And so that's why I like packing my lunch. I pack my lunch for work every single day because I know, okay, there's just this little Tupperware of chicken, this little Tupperware of veggies, a little granola bar, a water, good.
Yeah.
And then I know that that is controlled. And then in the morning too, I mean, for breakfast in the morning, I hard-boiled one egg. I have one apple and a banana and I'm out the door and water.
You eat really healthy.
And I like that. But, you know, on the weekends, I'm not healthy, but I feel like that'll balance itself out.
Well, you know,
if I do that 5 days a week.
You didn't eat any of the cupcakes from over the weekend at the birthday party for our niece?
There are times where I just really focus in on not trying to. But then I'll have a couple beers. I mean, that's like, you know, so that kind of.
That's the same as a cupcake.
Exactly. So I have my dessert. The beer is my dessert.
I hear you, but they don't taste the same.
So I think portions, I mean, I feel like because of this, and it's so crazy because when you're in high school, you know, I was in sports and you're in sports and I mean, we didn't know a lot about food and like what you were actually putting into your body mattered a lot. I mean, you did, but you really didn't. And so like I'd work out all day long, go to the gas station and get a Mountain Dew Code Red and a Starburst. Like that's how you're, you know, refreshing your body, replenishing your body. And now I'm like, man, that was so,
I know,
so dumb.
In 11th grade, I'd go, before soccer practice, I'd go to Dunkin' Donuts and have a coffee. In 11th grade, before soccer practice.
Yeah.
So just to hydrate myself a little bit, have a little caffeine, and then go kick a couple of balls.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just crazy.
But I feel like those, portions have really helped me. Like
yeah.
I probably weigh about, I don't know, 12,
oh
13,
going
14, 15 pounds less. The people want to know. They're very interested in how much I weigh. But probably about close to 15 pounds less than I did in high school because of just getting portions. And I work out less than I did then, but just getting portions under control.
I think I weigh about the same, but I was a little bit less towards the end. So I'm not down to that weight, but I'm around the same that I was in ninth grade.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of big in ninth grade.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say that. That's because I'm not big, but I was bigger.
Anyway. You want to get into numbers, into data, and analytics?
No one cares. No,
they care. They want to know how much you weigh right now. We should hit up the categories here. Okay, number one. Hey, that was hard.
Yeah.
So this is for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's called "Hey, That Was Hard." So was it most difficult moment of the last week with the kids for you?
Yeah. No, I think it was during dinner time when Sevi didn't want to eat mac and cheese all of a sudden. And he started to cry.
And now, did he ask for mac and cheese?
And he asked for mac and cheese because we always ask the kids, what do you want for dinner? Do you want this or do you want this? And he said he wanted the mac and cheese. And so we serve it for him. Everyone goes to sit down. And then there's Sevi crying that he doesn't want to eat his food. And he just cries, no. And then had to bring him outside, try to calm him down. And then it just takes forever. But I mean, let's be honest, he's a pretty big guy. If he skipped a meal, it's not a big deal. That's what the doctor said. Doctor said he could skip a meal. So.
Sometimes it's just power or control for him too.
Yeah.
Because then the other kids are done eating and then you just explain, okay, well, that's it. You're not going to get anything else to eat.
Right.
And then the other kids will have a little ice cream or something like that. And he sees that and he gets more upset. Then finally, like when they're all done, he'll just be like, okay, fine.
Right. But I just, for me, it's just like, it's another thing that kind of drags on where I'm just like, can you just eat your meal without this bargaining that's happening right now? Like, we're not gonna give in to what you want. Because all he wants is probably like ice cream or cheese. He loves cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd be happy just eating those two things. But anyway,
block
how about
cheese.
You?
Block cheese.
Block cheese. Cheese and crackers.
Hey, that was hard. So I had to run to, you know me, I'm a big outdoorsman.
Yeah.
Well, I try to do some things around the house. And
you like to go fishing and hunt. No, not Corey.
But we did have some projects to do outside. So, I mean, I'm on the lawn.
You do mow the lawn. Yep, you do.
We have water plants.
Water plants.
And her flowers. But we have a hole in the backyard that needed to be filled. And so I had to go to, and we needed a water filter for our fridge. So I went to, I had all three kids in the afternoon. I had to rush home from work this particular day because of daycare issues and stuff. So I had to rush home and I got the lawn mowed and it takes me like an hour and 10. And I got it done in the hour and 10. They were down for a nap, got them up. We went to Lowe's to get this water filter and then topsoil to fill in the this hole in our backyard. So I had all three of them, you know, just going to the car and then getting them out of the car and then going to Lowe's and they're running around. And it is pretty cute. You know, they're running around crazy. So we get the water filter. We go outside to go get the topsoil and they really wanted to ride on that because you have to put the topsoil on this like low cart. So I'm putting them on there and they really wanted to ride on it. And so I'm like, fine, that's fine. You're not going to get hurt or whatever. And an employee comes up. They really got to get off that because we can't be, you know.
Sued.
Yeah, we can't be sued if they were to fall and, you know, and it's just like, and then they're upset because they can't ride on the thing. And, you know, I'm like, blame that guy. Like, you know, it's his fault, kids.
Right.
You know.
Scream at them, scream at him, not me. Yeah.
It just gets to be a lot. You know, that's the thing when you get to be a parent and you have kids. It's like there's no more just running out anymore. You know, you got to go to the grocery store. It's no, hey, I got to run out real quick. I'll go get. No, everything is a deal. Everything takes time.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, with one child even, it's like having a purse. I remember like going out with Cormac and being like, oh, I just bring Cormac because it's like a purse. But now when you have three of them.
An accessory.
It's a little bit more of a deal.
So great moment. Hey, what a win.
Yeah. So I would say a big win going back to potty training. Sinia pooped in the potty.
Yeah.
That's a huge win and not
big
in her
step.
Diaper because we want to get away from diapers.
She's been timing those out for
I
her overnight.
How do kids do that?
I don't know. But like I'll walk up, you know, after they've gone to bed and walk up to our room or, you know, I'm up earlier than them in the morning. I'll walk past their room. Mostly, and I'll just smell something permeating from their room, and I'm like, oh man, Camille's gonna have something nice waiting for her when she gets up.
Oh, it's because
you can smell it,
just
seeking out the crack of their door.
Yeah,
and it's not great.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm by myself in the morning having to change their diapers, and they all get out of bed now on their own, running around. And it's just, yeah, it's bad. But it's exciting because we're one step closer to no diapers and she's pooping in the potty it's a win.
Well, at this pace, it seems like they'll be in high school still in a diaper at night.
Feels like that.
Or like,
jeez.
Or like right? Running. Maybe there'll be those kids that run home to go poop. You know, those kids that can't go poop in public places.
Was that you?
It wasn't me.
I don't know those kids.
Yeah. One of my best friends in high school, Adam, could not go at school
or in public.
I didn't say his last name. But he could not go at school or at practice for sports.
Wow.
So he lived in town, so he'd drive home and go.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah. He's an interesting guy.
Now I know Adam's secret.
Hey, what a win for me. You know, the kids at church this week, we take them to church just about every week. And they were terrific. Like, it's just, they get kind of, I don't know, anxious or bored, not anxious, but they just get kind of bored and, you know, but we're really trying to get them to learn to, you know, just be respectful and listen and learn and pray. And this week was really good.
Yeah.
Just a major step forward. And hopefully we're on the right track. We're there, you know, and then Sinia's like, look at the cross. Look at the cross, Jesus. And she's pointing them all out to me. And it was just, that was really neat.
Nagging works because I love it when I'm like, okay, what are we going to do in church? Zevi goes, not talk. And like, perfect.
Listen.
And finally,
yeah.
Finally, it's getting through.
All right, more categories. This one for you and me. Hey, you mad? Hey, you mad? So did I anger you this week? Good. We didn't. Okay.
I would say I think sometimes when I get interrupted by you to do things when I'm in the zone. So, for example, I'm cleaning and you interrupt me to go look at something or talk to you about something when I'm clearly in the middle of doing something. So I'm cleaning the kids' room, trying to clean their windows. And you interrupted me to come look at something.
To come and tape a podcast. We got to do a podcast. God, trying to get things done up here.
Exactly. I'm like, do you not see him in the middle of doing something? Yeah.
Huh.
But
I think I do that quite often too, probably.
A lot of things. Hey, can you just look at these jeans? What do you think of these jeans?
They make my butt look good. hey, you mad? Hey, Mad, this isn't really anything you made me upset with, but I thought about this, and when you text me back at work, which you rarely do now, it's super annoying. Like, hey, how's your day going at 10 a.m. at 4:38? Good, busy, whatever, bye. And you're just like,
whatever,
really?
Bye.
7 hours later, you can't find a minute to tell me how your day is going in between the 7 hours? But
well, let me just say, it's not like you're texting me while you're working. I mean, you
yeah, 10 a.m. I'm writing the show.
At 10 a.m. you did?
Yeah.
No, I don't look at the time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And there you go.
That's not
priorities.
Normal.
I am so in love with you, and you're like, yeah, whatever. But no, the texting thing. So when you respond, like, I can tell when you're in a great mood and you respond, you always put an exclamation point. Sometimes you'll just like not put anything, and I'm like, oh boy, is she upset at something? Is she coming in the house on fire?
I'm always coming in the house on fire.
She's anxious. So I think something's wrong. Even if something's not wrong, but you just respond without an exclamation point, it's funny. I think, uh-oh, something's wrong.
Yeah. Wow, you know me.
See, you always say I don't pay attention, but I pay attention a lot more.
You do,
more
but you don't communicate, though.
Than you think.
Like what you're seeing, you don't communicate it with me all the time.
Hey, are you happy? What did I do to make you happy this week?
I think you do a lot, Corey, that makes me happy. That was probably a boring answer. But anyway, but I would say,
there's
so much. Well, tonight you made dinner, which is really nice because I came home and I was starving and you made you made some really good, I don't want to say the word.
Brats?
Yeah. Okay.
What's so funny about that?
Well, I was thinking of our inside joke about what happened when a family member was trying to write hot dogs. And they said
a dong? Yeah, so we always call it our brats, we call it dong.
So, yeah. So when you made those tonight, I was pretty excited because those are really good.
And the potato wedges in the air fryer, yeah, cut from potatoes.
Yeah, you're becoming a chef.
Yeah.
Did you ever think you were
Andrew Zimmern, watch out.
Right? Were you ever interested in culinary art?
Not really.
Doing really well.
No. hey, you happy? Yeah, so we were, this was really cool. We got the kids to bed, and there was a street dance on the weekend, and you didn't really want to go. You were tired, and I had caught a second wind. It was like late night Corey was up, he was ready, and I'd caught a second wind, and you really didn't want to go. But you're like, well, it's important to you, so let's go. And that made me really happy because it was, I mean, and you ended up having a great time, right?
I mean, it was kind of cold. Yeah. I'm just a Debbie Downer.
But it was great.
It was fine. But you said it right. I mean, I did it for you.
And it was, and you had, I can tell in your voice, you had an unbelievable time. You weren't cold. It was just a great time had by all. And I really appreciated that because I know that you didn't necessarily want to go. I do think that at the end you had a good time, but like you did it for me, and so that made me happy because
I'm glad.
Was a fun time.
You know,
because
for me, fun nowadays is like going to bed at 9, making sure I get a decent amount of sleep. But anyway,
I always time out that sleep too. Like, okay, I know I can get 7 or 8 hours if I go to bed now.
That's what you're thinking about.
Yeah.
Do you have like a spreadsheet in your brain? Like,
I do. Yeah, it's numbers and yeah. Okay, last category, rate your mate. This was a card pulled by producer Tony. He asks, what gets your mate in the mood? I'll start. I don't know, but I know what doesn't get you in the mood. I know what can ruin the mood. I've failed many times over the course of our relationship, so I absolutely know what takes you out of the mood, and that is, there's a number of things, let's be honest. It's not just one thing. There are a number of things.
It's really a cumulative thing. I mean, it's like over time.
Arguing, bringing up topics over and over again. Clearly now tonight, interrupting you while you're in the middle of something. Hey, can you look at this? I mean, that takes you out of the... There's just a lot of things that I do that take you out of the mood. So that's maybe the best way to answer that one.
All right. And should I answer it too? What takes you out of the mood?
No, what gets your mate in the mood?
There's really nothing that takes you out of the mood.
There. Yeah. All right.
Well, just about
that's
everything
good.
Gets you in the mood.
Yeah.
Oh, what are you doing tonight?
Speaking of, I think we're hitting about the 30-minute mark on this podcast. Hitting the mood now. All right. Well, this has been a great time. Cheers.